Blog Talk Radio.
Out on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
We'll be right back.
Brand new banger.
Thank you.
calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller.
Kicking dust and lippin' round. You watch the map, round my mom and your girl together, man. I had a sound last summer. realities of life have taken toll. Even these Christ forsake my soul. Please tell me what price to pay to make it whole. Take control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. J.O.'s, they lost my flow, but they yo. I don't trust a soul. A soul I know we need to. These evil streets will meet you halfway and eat you. Alive trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross. Whip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with
the King
Exclusive Hot New Mix.
Going out.
Imagine it never happened. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped.
Your boat to be coming, baby, you the best. You ain't gotta worry about nothing. Make you release your stress and endorphin. All this mad love is genuine, no bluffing.
You know you want me slowly stroking in your gut, screaming, shouting, can't get enough. Passion past the skies above, baby, that's that mad love. You know you want me slowly stroking in your gut, screaming, shouting, can't get enough. Passion past the skies above, baby, that's that mad love.
A couple of days go by, you take me feening for some more. I reply back when you leave work, just come through that door. Looking so good in that uniform, but I'm ready to rip that shit off. You rubbing my head, I'm smacking your ass. Get on my rocket, we taking off to cloud nine. Baby, you know you are fine. This connection really one of a kind. Got you hypnotized, little mama, you mine. To infinity and beyond, no buzz like yeah. My man can put you in a trance. Take each other's hands in this ecstasy. Let's make our love just dance. They call me T. R-E-G-P-E-A-T-Z. I got the mac and cheese. And baby, tell me what you wanna do with me. Sit you down like a little poetry. Getting high off your love, that's dope for me. Ain't gotta go to the store, get my groceries. Stay change your linen, cause we soaking sheets. We soaking sheets. My brown sugar, not Hillary. Need a Scott Malcolm, and you my diabetes. You feel my heart, now I feel completed. Us against the world, we'll forever beat it. Your ebony melanin on my skin, switching from multiple positions. It just got me all at attention. End zone, touchdown, I'm good for the win. Me slowly stroking in your gut, screaming, shouting, can't get enough. Passion past the skies above, baby, that's that mad love. You know you want me slowly stroking in your gut, screaming, shouting, can't get enough. Passion past the skies above, baby, that's that mad love.
See, that's all you need, baby. I got that mad love for you. You need it, you want it, you desire it. I got it.
But hip hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
What's happening, Mad Monday, right here on True West Radio, your man. Did you hear that? I'm holding down with my people up in here, Mr. Everywhere and Sweet Tea. What's happening?
What's up?
Oh, man, just get to little groove. Trying to do what we do, you know.
For sure. This is
a
weather. I can't see
if
it's
got
a cold or not.
Yeah, it's been kind of
tricky,
huh?
Yeah.
I'm glad
I'm taking my pump. I was like, as long as I take my asthma pump, I'll be straight.
I've been holding on to both of mine. Trulia Monroe is in the BS. Yeah, what's up, Trulia? Welcome to True West Radio with Mr. Everywhere and Sweet Pea.
I'm just trying to make sure her name is Trulia Monroe this week. I'll look up and beat 9 different names in 1 month. I don't know. When they try to block you, I think you go undercover with an alias or something.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing this evening, everybody? Sweet Pea, Trulia, hell, love, everybody else out there in True West Land.
We good. Yep, good. How you doing, Mr. Edwards?
Well, I ain't gonna be the bad apple and say I ain't good.
Oh,
I ain't gonna be the bad
apple. I'm doing wonderful. Just laid back, watching ball games. Brainstorm. I gotta hook up all this new software I bought, and I play with that tomorrow when I'm off. So I'm just laid back, relaxed.
Right on.
I heard the Texans been trying to play football this year. They got the black people on the coach and said they want to play football this year.
You talking about the college?
Uh-huh.
You talking about college? I know you ain't talking about the Texans.
They said they won.
That is what you feel, loud and clear.
Man, Texas might have won 4 or 5 games this whole season. They ain't going to even make it to the Tupperware Bowl.
Shit, it's more than what they've been doing.
Yeah, but it's the Cowboys. You got to ride the Cowboys. I know you in H-Town, but hell, shit. Get on 45 North.
I already told y'all about that. I like to listen to y'all upset scratch, but that as long as I'm from Houston, it ain't going to be that.
Well, you going to have to. You just going to have to be with a loser. I mean, I tell you, be with a winner, not a chicken dinner. But if you got the chicken dinner, put it in the microwave on 250.
Yeah, I would say, when it comes to anybody else, I would like to see Texas win something because I'm not a hater like everybody else. But as long as I'm from Houston, it's going to be Houston. No. No see nothing.
My ex-girlfriend, she's from Houston, right?
Because that's what
my ex-girlfriend from back in the day, she's from Houston, and she used to call me every time the Texans would win and Dallas would lose. But when the Texans lose and Dallas win, she wouldn't answer the phone. So we worked the call. She died hard. And I said, you can't do that. It can't be no two-way street. Yeah, y'all ain't right. That's all she used to do, rub it in. Texans. Her daddy's Cowboys, both of her brothers, they stay in, one stays in Katy, and the other one stayed down in Houston, and they both Texans fans, so they made their daddy wear a Texan jersey to the game. And I said, next time I see you with that Texas jersey, I'm going to strip you naked, and you're going to walk home all the way back to Texarkana.
Damn.
75.
We diehard fans. You either diehard fans or you ain't. So,
they said we 75.
We'll let y'all be Texan fans. I ain't gonna knock y'all. Y'all just ain't gonna do nothing this year, but it's always next year.
Well, Chris said we are doing it.
You said Chris said what?
He said we already doing it.
Doing what?
They playing football.
Y'all playing football? Did y'all look? Did he look at the record, or did he look at the stock market this morning?
Oh, we looked at the black people in the locker room.
Let me see what y'all record is. Google.
Don't do it to yourself.
Oh, y'all
don't do it to
yourself. Okay. Go ahead, Hill.
Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it.
See what y'all
don't
want. I'm going to see if y'all don't want Houston,
don't.
Texas. Let me look at y'all, see what y'all see. Take a look in these glasses. Let me see.
They say you not even wanting football. If you don't know, these people trying to play some ball this year. They say they 7-5 and they second place in their division.
I'm finna look and see what y'all got going on.
If I'm not mistaken, I ain't never heard that before about the Texans. They say the quarterback gonna be rookie of the year too. So, like I said, we got some black people in the locker room. I like it. I'm happy, man. Cause they take care about
y'all. Tired of the
Colts
and the Jags.
Y'all argue about football, I bet, and I peep games. They don't argue about football here because they see Patriots fans fill up the stands, Packers fans fill up the stands, all these other people's teams fill up the stands here in Texas. And see, this was a brand new team without no damn fans. and they was worried about filling up their stadium. They weren't worried about playing no damn football. Now they seeing that the city is losing interest, and they trying to put it where it's supposed to be at. Because the city then lost interest. Now it's like, oh, y'all don't want to play. Y'all just trying to fill up the stadium with other people's fans. Shit. Because they had a chance to do something. But as far as Cowboys, let me say this. I like the Emmitt Smith. I was a fan of Emmitt Smith. That's why I don't want to go all back and forth how people do. Well, Cowboy, yeah, he's a bad. No, I ain't doing that. I'm from Houston. So I'm representing Houston. That's it.
Come on out the closet. I won't tell nobody else. When you said Emmitt Smith, I knew you was a Cowboy fan. I knew you had it in you.
Oh, yeah, I like the Emmitt Smith.
I'm way back with Roger Staubach. Way back with Roger Staubach. When Tony did take Double Loaded, he pushed right through the crowd. And Two Towers on the other side.
I like seeing black people.
I like Wearing the Moon when y'all had the Oilers. I like Warren Moon. He was a good quarterback. I liked him. I watched the Oilers.
I like them too. But see,
I can tell you a story about Warren Moon. Warren Moon, I can tell you a story about them cats. My cousin was the best quarterback in the country during the time of Warren Moon college debut. Yeah. Before Warren Moon was my cousin. She's Warfield. A crazy legend. One of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. Yeah.
Yeah, my dad, they was trying to recruit him for the Oilers back in the day, but see, he messed up his knees in the last year or so, and then he got a baby the next year, so that's over with.
Yeah. You can't do no dumb shit when once they look at you, and tell you you got the way, you can't do no dumb shit. And that happened to a lot of people. I know it happened to me with my dumb ass. Oh, but it was okay. It's okay.
Yeah, they tried to hire me too, but goddamn the hell, they wouldn't let me hire the cheerleader. So I had to turn the office down. This is shit. Well, I got to grab something.
Yeah. I hear you, Donald Trump.
Yeah, y'all tell me what's going on, Trudy. What's going on
in
your neck of the woods? Shoot, you quiet.
Trudy been quiet on the weekend.
Trudy be staying out the way.
Thank what's you, up, man. Baby?
Chilling.
Hi.
I'm just listening to waiting on Mr. Everywhere to see his update on East Texas.
Oh, that's what y'all waiting on?
But the Cowboys 9-3, so I don't know. When I did math, I think 9-3 was a little bit better than 7-5, but you know, I might have been wrong. They just passed me through math class because I was tall and played basketball. They just passed me through math class because I was tall and played basketball. They just passed me through math class because I was tall and played basketball.
I ain't got no deal.
I got Amazon Prime. You can send it free delivery.
Go ahead.
Deer chili down there. Monroe got the deer chili down there.
If anybody is listening, would y'all please get us some deer sausages over just away? We need some of that venison. I need some venison sausage, please.
Yeah, I just told my friend, he go down to Monroe every week. Well, he go to Bastrop.
I told him he need to start eating boudin. He ain't never had no smoked boudin. I said, how you going to go to Louisiana and you ain't ate no boudin sauce? You been going there a year and a half. I said, man, you going to get kicked out of Louisiana.
For real? I can hear me some of them motherfuckers right now.
You better say Earl Campbell, Louisiana. You better say boudin. No respect. You go to Louisiana and talk about, y'all got some Earl Campbell before they going to hang your ass goddamn from the highest tree. Damn, I was gonna ask Sweet Pea about have you heard that new Charlie Boy and who was that? It's three people, Charlie Boy and two other people on the dang song. I forgot. This came out, Sweet Pea. I thought you might have heard it. Sweet Pea? Is she still on?
Sweet Pea, something wrong with her line. They keep dropping her.
Oh,
you
wow.
Charlie Boy and who? Charlie Boy and who?
Yeah, keep,
and two other guys.
They keep dropping her line. I don't know what's going on.
Sweet
Pea.
Can y'all hear me?
Who is that?
What's up?
Boy Ali. Boy Ali.
Who all on the radio?
Yeah, man.
We got two of you, man, man. Everywhere. And my school.
Hey.
I put your picture on the milk carton today. I couldn't reach you. I said, hey, I'm going to put your picture on the milk carton.
Man, hold up. Not on the back of the milk, man.
I couldn't find
man.
You, man. I was looking for you.
I just seen your call a few minutes ago. I said, I need to call the radio.
Man, it's sad. Keep hanging me up. What's up, Buddha? Julia, I know you
What's
got
up?
That rice dressing recipe. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm waiting
come
on it.
Come on, chicken and rice.
I want some rice dressing. That country
Oh,
stuff.
Rice dressing. Oh.
I'm waiting on the recipe.
Girl.
Y'all talking about dish sauces and stuff.
I ain't never cooked no rice dressing.
What? I ain't never cooked that.
I ain't never heard of rice dressing. What the heck is that?
Me, I'm tripping. I'm deep in the woods. I'm deep in the woods. I ain't never heard.
Y'all missing out, my nigga. I didn't hear it all.
Sweet Pea done found a voodoo recipe or something. Some rice dressing, shoot.
I told you, I ain't never heard of it either.
The rice dressing go harder than cornbread dressing.
What? That's what I'm eating.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't never had dirty rice before?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had dirty rice.
Well, that's what rice dressing is.
I didn't know that's what y'all call rice dressing. We call it dirty rice.
So do.
Yeah, it's dirty rice, but it makes a dress. They got a dressing you make with it.
I ain't never heard that. Hell, love, you might know. I ain't never seen that on no
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I know how to cook the motherfucker on scratch. No.
Hell, love, I know you know how to cook rice on a barbecue grill.
And they talking about losing some weight. How do you learn to cook your good and lose weight? I know some culinary skills, but I was never forced to use them.
Yeah.
I do know how to cook healthy.
Well, I guess it depends on what part you from, what the name they call it. They all cook it a little bit different, but it comes from Louisiana, though. That I know of, it comes from Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like the dirty rice with the smoked boudin on the grill. That's good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. That's where I had it in
Arcadia. I had an Arcadia back in the day in and Rustin. My friend was down there, and then his cousin now. They used to smoke it on the grill, and then when I went to Houston, my old grill back in the day, we went with 02 through 04, we used to go all the time. Her stepdad used to cook that on the grill, and he had cooked that smoked boudin. He had boudin and a crawfish etouffee, and I ate that. Then he had a whole bottle of Martell, made me drink. He had two bottles, made me drink one by myself, and I fell asleep face down, and she came in there, thought me and her were going to the club. She left me in the bed face down and went to the club with her homegirl. I come back. She come in the morning about 5 o'clock in the morning from the club. I'm like, who the hell is you? What you doing here? She said, baby, it's me. I said, who the hell is me? She said, baby, you drunk? I said, hell, I don't even know what the hell. She said, you in Houston. I said, how the hell I get to Houston? She said, you drove. I said, shit, man. And she said, you drunk that stuff. You ain't Melvin, don't give him nothing else to drink. This nigga crazy. I was full, man. I drunk a whole goddamn fifth of Martell to the dome by myself. He kept pouring it up. No. Every time I sit up there and sip a little bit, watching the ball game, he'd pour more up and pour more up. Said, shit, man, hey, man. Ate that boudin, ate that toothpaste, went laid down face down. I was telling her, like, yeah, baby, we go to the club. I'm going to lay down, take a nap. We go to the club. I was out of there.
Completely out of there.
I keep my whole car up in Texarkana. I was at the club and got drunk and went on the passenger side and was playing tic-tac-toe with my door. The next day I had big-ass scratches all on my door trying to find the keyhole and couldn't see out my eyes for a damn thing. I couldn't see. I was feeling around on my car. I couldn't see. So my homeboy drove me home, but made my whole damn side of the door look like I drew mountains and then like lines going through the side of it, trying to find the keyhole.
You think your own shit?
I said, no more. First time I took Buddha out, Buddha scared the hell out of me. He said, bloody pigs, I'm going to get the machete and kill all of y'all. I said, hold up. I said, oh, shit, no. I said, I can't take him with me no more. He's just looking for the machete. Boy, that was fun night there.
I got a bottle of that rum now.
Boy, you had that big bottle of rum. He hit that stomach gun. You bloody pig. I cut the head off all of y'all. Where's my machete at? I said, oh, shit, no. Let me get this. Let me get him back home. He's serious.
Man, I want that clear rum. I want that clear rum, man.
Yeah. I said, Rudy, you all right? Hell yeah, man. I'm having a good time. 5 minutes later, you bloody pig. Boy, we had so much fun, man. I wish I was up there, boy. Me and Booty hit that road. It's a whole nother ball game. Shoot.
Will it go down?
Yeah, y'all was out of there.
Mansfield to Memphis to Dallas. We would have made it down there to Sweet Pea, Neil. And Chris, we would have made it down there to see y'all. We would have been rolling. And down to Trulia, we would have been rolling in the hell, love, if I was still been up that way rolling.
Oh, well, yeah, we'd have made a move. We'd been on to see y'all about 3 times.
Because I make Buddha put the seatbelt on. Buddha will come out there with that bag. I ain't shaved my head yet. He go back in there and shave and come back. I ain't going to go this time. Shit, I put that seatbelt on that nigga and master gas. Hey, wait a minute. I ain't locked the front door. He's going to go. He get back out that car. He ain't going. I know him. I know him like a booker. He come and get in the car one time, but he get out and come sit back down and get out again. He ain't going. You got to just master gas.
Dang, kidnapping.
Many miles together, man. Shoot. Y'all got to come down here.
I'm coming that way. I'll be there by February. Might be
Edward ain't using nobody. He ain't gonna, Mr. Edward going to send a picture that he's down the road, and that's it.
We were two vehicles traveling. We had one vehicle following us, so we couldn't stop. Truly, we would have stopped the last time we tried to catch y'all, but y'all was going on y'all. I think you and your old man going on y'all hot date or something, going to the school or hot date or somewhere.
Oh,
What's up, Buddha? This air would be funny if I don't know what.
I told my brother, I said, we're going to Trudy right
Trudy
now.
Trudy and Sweet Pea. Yeah. Hey, y'all screw that superstar down. Y'all ever get a grill?
Nuh-uh, we ain't screw that one down.
Man, that's jam, man.
I wanted him to put it on his mix, put the next ones I screw on his mixtape. I don't want them just to screw them. I want them on his mixtape if he was going to have time for it.
Yeah, he be going live on Spotify. He be going live. Shout out to DJ Red. Yeah, he be going live. What I'm finna say, y'all though, y'all check out Andre 3000 tape.
What it's about?
Oh man, he dropped the whole album by last week or this week.
He dropped the album.
He dropped some goddamn instrumental flutes and sold more than everybody.
So did.
No lyrics.
I would listen to the album today. It came across my phone.
It's very relaxing. It is relaxing, if you ask me.
That's sad.
Because I actually listen to that kind of stuff to sleep now.
Because I used to listen to Herbie Mann back in the day. That's what he played, the flute. So that's all Herbie Mann stuff was a beat and a flute playing the whole song. You like, damn. And I used to listen to that shit, man. I like, man. But it'd be jamming. You'd be like, oh, man, that's a good sample because Future on that that one, that Mask Off or whatever. That That's a sample. And that's a sample. He just slowed it down. It was faster than that, and he just sampled and slowed it down. I was like, oh, man, that reminded me with Herbie Mann with all that stuff. I used to love that Herbie Mann. He had a whole bunch of flutes that I wanted to sample. But that's everybody's agreeing the same thing. The young and the old is saying rap, hip-hop is at a standstill because nobody's getting creative with lyrics. Everybody's just saying repetitive lyrics. So now they're trying to figure it out, young and old, what do we do? I mean, I'm asking y'all, what are we going to do with hip-hop?
Well, I think people need to start rapping again. It's simple. People need to actually start making rap music. Not rap music or other kind of stuff and all that. And, you know, a lot of these people pop records and dance records and stuff or really don't have really lyrics to them. So they're not actually making rap music. You got to make some rap music. But I think like Busta Rhymes is dropped something or is starting to work on stuff, people like that. So as long as people like Busta Rhymes come back around, I think we'll be okay. But, you know, somebody come out.
Well, the deal is, here's what's going to happen. The industry's going to say, you know what? Y'all are right. Everybody's talking the same stuff. So why don't we just take all these artists' voices and go put this AI and type up all these new lyrics with Ice and Tupac voices and just put it out and sell that. So what's it going to do to the rappers out there? That's going to put them without a job. We got to look at the automation of everything. You got in Fort Worth, you got a McDonald's that's fully automated, no employees. So we got to look at it like we got to get hip-hop back to where it's got substance. If not, they're going to replace it with artificial intelligence. There won't be no record deals to give out.
They don't want hip-hop to have substance. They got to push, you know, push the agenda. They don't want
the agenda to play it out. I mean, you're going to find somebody who's going to crash out and go to the pen, and then you can't get your money back what you spent on them.
I don't think it's gonna work with that AI stuff and all that. It's just not gonna work. Cause you got people like me who really don't want to hear that.
Like, I don't, you know, I don't want to hear no more. No, I don't want to hear no more Tupac songs.
But it's new songs, it's a new beat. What are you going to do? Because it's his voice.
It's not his voice, though. They don't sound alike to me.
Yeah, you can tell. You can tell the real from the fake. I'm like Sweet Pea. You can tell the real one from the artificial intelligence one.
No, yeah,
you
I'm
can
old
tell
enough.
Your body knows the difference. I'm like this, though. I was listening to y'all, you know, T-Pain and Busta Rhymes and the Baby Got a Song. It went. They took that old. They took the. They took. They took Pimp C and them swing. And took their Pimp C and them song. Oh. What's that song? What beat they took? What beat that Heavy Love they took?
I'm a swing.
What's the name of that? So I can't think of the name of the song. What's the
swing.
Name of it though?
It's called Swing. It's called Swing.
Yeah, it's Swing, and they rapped on it. Have y'all heard it?
Who rapped on it?
T-Pain, the Baby. And Busta Rhymes are rapping on their I'm gonna that swing with it on the swing song, Pimp C and them swing song.
Oh, now I haven't heard that, but I'm gonna tell you something.
Uh-huh.
I think that right there is what's gonna kill hip hop because hip hop.
But listen, I heard it on. I have to cut y'all. I heard the song. I'm like you, Sweet Pizza. When I heard it, I had to listen to it four times. I had to listen to each rapper's song, their lyrics on the verse. I had to listen to each one of their verses on that beat, that song that we've been hearing here in the South for the last 10, 15 years. I had to hear their adjustment. Where the delivery and what they were talking about on there. So y'all go check that T-Pain, the Baby, and Busta Rhymes. They got Pimp C beat. I said, but what they did is Pimp C birthday coming up. So they are like released it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, they released it right before. Pimp C, his mama birthday coming up, and his birthday coming up. They're both born in December. Peace be on the ass. And they took that beat on a swing. You know, but we know before Pimp C them had it, Michael Jackson had it.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson had the beat first. Well, anyway, they rapped on that. And then, hold on. Then you got Slick Rick. This was the Jamaican dude name. He a big Jamaican star. Hot Stepper. He a Hot Stepper Jamaican man. They got a song together. Slick Rick. I want to say it's Nas. Nas, Slick Rick, and this Jamaican dude. They got a nice little thing going on. What I'm saying though, to cut it short, the OGs is bringing the stamina back with real music, real lyrics with a real sound. That's what I'm finna say. Now, drill music, like Cuz say, it's finna shut down. It's all shutting off. The old school coming in. You know what'll bring the sound back is some of these niggas take some of the blues, like Pimp C them did, take some of these blues hits and turn them into rap. Only person doing that right now is Big X the Plug. And they gonna be in Little Rock this weekend with Kevin Gates.
Yeah, well, all he did was took the whispers and the beat goes on. That's all he did. Danny.
No, he talking He got another song.
I'm from Texas. Yeah, I know that one. That's the got the country song.
Yeah, but it's another one. He got some old. He got Big Extra Plus. He got some old school blues type shit. I'm talking about, but you know, if you're seeing them, they're using B.B. King and Albert King and Fenton Robinson. They had some good, they're getting them good samples. Even what's the one they were everybody was using? From New Orleans.
What, DJ Jubilee?
No, I'm talking about the name of the song is Hercules. And they use that on every gangster song. Let's see what this is.
I don't know who did Hercules.
Oh, yeah, you know him.
I'm not going to blow that. It's not going to do nothing.
I had to look that up.
But that's my opinion, though. I'm going to let somebody else speak. But I just had to bring that to y'all. Listen, y'all asked about what we going to do. I said, that shit is already in effect. They come up with some tight-ass music. I mean, they come up with some tight collaborations with the young and old.
Yeah, like I said, I think you're going to have to actually rap and not do this singing stuff that everybody doing and humming and shit or dance moves. Another thing I feel like, personally, if you're going to redo a song that's known from being a Houston song or a New York song, you need to be on the song with somebody from that city, even if you can't afford to be the person who known for it, the song. You can't afford Jay-Z. You still need somebody from NY or somebody from the East Coast if you aren't going to redo that type of beat. Another thing for me, redoing the shit too many times. It's too many songs that have been redone the same way, too many different times, especially when it comes to the stuff from that's like the Houston song. Now, you tell me if you're going to go and sample 25 Lighters when you can go sample How Deep Is Your Love and make your own song, and you can put somebody from Houston still on the song. You don't have to remake 25 Lighters. Like, you know, we all got 25 Lighters. If you ain't going to put somebody from the city on it, if your 25 Lighters don't matter. Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
Maybe well, sometimes we're not going to put Houston on there. We're going to put Port Arthur on there. No, I'm just joking.
No, I said if it's known for being a Houston, if you doing some UGK music over again, then hell yeah, you need to find you somebody from Port Arthur. If you want to have that same sound and that same feel, you know, because the dialect is a part of it. It's a part of the sound. Shit, I agree with what you said. You know what I'm saying?
That was just a little joke. But I know, but I agree. So I'm finna sample Earthwind and Fire no matter what. I got a song I'm finna do. It's gonna be cold. Matter of fact, I'll start on it tomorrow. But I got a sample Earthwind and Fire. I got one Earth, Wind, and Fire everybody done sampled, but not everybody, only about three people sampled before. But this other Earth, Wind, and Fire, I'm finna sample. Nobody's ever sampled. I haven't heard the sample. Damn, they just want to touch down every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not going to get paid either. You better create something. Somebody better make something.
I wasn't worried about it. See, L.A. Reid told me on the phone, he said, you do a song that everybody familiar with. He told me 2017. I was on the phone with my friend. I told everybody this. He said, do a song that everybody, it was a top hit, whether it was pop song, a hip-hop song or R&B song back in the 80s, early 90s. Let them get the publishing off of it. You get your name known and in the door. That's it.
Yeah.
That's how Big X the Plug really got in the door. He took that in the beat goes on. All he did was sample the first part. That's all he did, sample that one little part, the intro of that song. And everybody like, oh, me a Big X the Plug, because I'm from Texas. Nobody but Texas was listening to it. In Arkansas, in Texas, that was the only people listening to it. When he did that other one with that sample, they were playing in Detroit. My boy called, hey, man, you know Big X the who? I said, oh, yeah. And they playing him crazy in Detroit. He from Texarkana. I said, no, he from somewhere in Dallas or somewhere. Oh, man, they playing it crazy up here in Detroit. And they like that song with that sample. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's what that is. So, I mean, it worked. One little sample worked. He won't get paid for it, but he got his name on the map.
Yep.
That's all Puffy did with Biggie. All Biggie's album was samples, everything. He sampled the Barge. He sampled M2 Me, Juicy. He sampled Isley Brothers. All that. Love It When You Call Me Big Papa. Everything on that album was sampled. So Puffy had to pay everybody. Sting, Every Breath You Take. All that stuff was sampled. So he had to pay all them folks out. But he got Biggie hot. Biggie got hot off of all them songs. Every half of that song was a hit.
That's cool. He's paying for everything right now. All that walking, the cheesecake, and all that stupid shit. That boy, woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, he got what you're talking about. Aaron Hall said they used to sit up there and rape girls, him and Puffy. So.
Uh-huh.
So what now? Aaron Hall said him and Puffy used to get women drugged up and run trains
he
on
did.
Them and do all kind of stuff. Do worse than R. Kelly. He said he didn't give a damn. He said he'd make all the guys watch while he was fucking the girl. So that's what type of party they used to do.
Thank you, motherfucker. They're talking about my girl, what's your girl? Big-ass motherfucker. You know there's some bent-over-ass motherfuckers show out like that in public, cutting up. Trying to show their ass for everybody else. You try to make yourself look more. It's make everybody else look less. That shit come back on you, man. Watch how you treat people.
Now, see,
I don't
whole deal
damn
about,
you like it. You like bowling, you like
that. Hollywood ain't nothing but a whole bunch of goddamn black guys that the rich goddamn Italians let into the door and turn them into freaks. Now they turn each other into freaks. That's all Hollywood is.
Yeah.
If you want to be a part of Hollywood and you a black man, you got to sit up there and give up some money. If you think I'm lying, y'all listen to Crunchy Black. He said they were at a party, and Juicy J and what's his name, told him, DJ Paul told him to come on in here. Now they said, no, you don't want to go in there. There's a whole bunch of freaky shit going on. So he said, he ain't going in there. He said, hell no. He said, DJ Paul and them, they went off in that room. He said, man, there was a whole bunch of guys in that room fucking each other. He told on his own people. Juicy J and DJ Paul was in that room. He said, that's all it was. With black men, everybody in the music industry black with no drawers on sitting up there messing with each other. But Jamie Foxx said, Puffy made him play basketball naked.
Jamie Foxx, he looks friendly as hell anyway.
Aaron Neville, the Neville brothers. They had a song called Hercules. Everybody sampled that motherfucker.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a rapper. Oh, okay. Yeah.
They from New Orleans.
What they call themselves, Buddha?
The Neville brothers.
Yeah,
okay.
Aaron Neville had
the little
mold on top of his eye.
Yeah, he had a song called Hercules. And everybody was shit out of that.
Yeah, he was a country singer, black country singer.
No, he was soul singer. He just found country.
Well, he sounded country to me,
No, he wasn't ever no country singer.
Well, he sounded country to me.
He looked like Charlie Pride. They looked like they were ladies.
Right. He got the vest on. He got the vest on with his little arms out. Jean vest. Yeah.
With that little feather earring. That's what y'all talking about? The man with that feather earring?
Yeah.
And the mold on his eye. They got the little black mold on top of his eye.
Well, he's an Indian. He's full-blooded Indian.
I wonder what happened to him. I ain't heard of him in over 20 years.
He had a daughter. She used to have a show on PBS, like an educational show. She was full-blooded Indian, too, but she still had an afro. She still had an afro, but you can see the Indian in her. Full blood. The Louisiana Indian, like truly the Louisiana Indian.
Right on.
Oh, so you can just look at me and say I'm an Indian, huh, Booty?
Yeah, she is.
Right on.
Hey, truly, how far are you from Poverty Point, Louisiana?
Oh, I
from who?
Poverty Point, Louisiana.
That's probably at the very tip of Louisiana, at the bottom.
It's 500 miles from Freeport.
That's what I'm saying. That's at the tip, at the very bottom.
You can
leave KM Radio
and just drive straight to it. It's straight shot. But anyway, they got an Indian mound down there. It's an all Indian city down there. It's a museum down there. They don't tell people about it, but everybody be going. But they got an Indian mound the same size as the pyramid in Egypt.
Oh, yeah?
Right there where you at. It's supposed to be the oldest city in America.
Yeah.
They found one in Kentucky.
Point, Louisiana.
Oh.
You say it's 3 hours.
3 hours.
Where am I up there?
You could probably go shoot a video down there and really do some magic.
It'd be nice.
I bet this real powerful down there, Dominion Mound.
I'm about to shoot that bitch.
I might start crying. I feel like I'm back home.
Some cigarettes. Cigarettes.
Here, below, you don't need no more cigarettes here, below. There you go.
You don't need no cigarette.
Don't give him no cigarette. Don't give him a little cigarette.
Don't be hustling and tossing. Y'all tell him to get him, y'all. Shit.
Who is that? Who that get him a little cigarette? Who is that? Every little better quit bush. You need them cigarettes on every little better quit bush. Motherfucker be serious on them smoke, cuz. See motherfucking killed over cigarette.
I ain't even know he'll smoke cigarette.
Now you don't need to, man. That stuff is more that's the death of black America. That's why they banned the menthol. They found out about menthol. They were trying to mess up your sperm count. That's why he's serving all that menthol to you black guys. And now they found out what it does to you, so they pulling menthol off the market. A lot of white people start smoking Newport.
Hey, they on them cools now. Cools ain't gonna stop menthol.
Yeah, but all that got menthol. But see, now they doing away with all the menthol cigarettes.
But I'm going to be honest with you, though.
Huh?
A cigarette will get you by, though. If you smoke a cigarette and you don't have nothing else, a cigarette will get you by. So I see why they say, you got any last request? Yeah, man, give me a cigarette.
But you know, a tailpipe smoke on a car is better than cigarette smoke.
Marijuana smoke is better than cigarette smoke.
So just think about it. A tailpipe on the car called carbon monoxide poison. What do you think cigarettes would do? A tailpipe smoke is more safer than cigarettes.
Well,
hey, they say them goddamn vape pens is stronger than the cigarette now. I ain't talking about the marijuana vape pen. I'm talking about the regular
vape
pens. The vape pens
are causing lumps on your lungs.
Yeah, recall some of them. They were busting in, they were blowing up in people's faces.
Well, they started causing lumps on your lungs. It started causing blisters on your lungs because the chemical was in it, giving blisters on your lungs.
Yeah. I'm gonna be like, I appreciate y'all for the concern, but right now I got several mental issues that plague me. And if I ain't got a cigarette at least, it gets looking bad for the home team.
Hey, that's the thing, though. I'm telling you, cigarette do wonders. I mean, if you ain't got shit.
When you stress and think about
it, it feel like it cure you some kind of way. It, like, get that motherfucker seem like, you know, the problem's still there, but it seems like when you hit that motherfucker and you hold it, it seems like, I don't know, it just...
It bombs you.
Check, what did it do? It explained.
That motherfucker calm your nerve. When you sit up in this bitch and you hungry on a motherfucker, there ain't nobody around. The rain you done eat and your stomach just and you look around and ain't nothing but a pack of squares. The fuck you want at the motherfucker?
No disrespect. No disrespect, ladies, but have love, just get you some pussy. That'll calm my nerve any day of the week. Twice on
Sunday. I put it like this. You're right. Cause, excuse me, ladies, let me say this here. Because after I get to delivering a good fuck, I like to smoke milk squad to charge it to my health because I'm thinking it's good. Come on, now. Y'all know you ask a good thing. You ain't ever smoke one of the long ass.
Y'all women don't act like y'all don't know. Y'all women know y'all go get some dang-a-lang, goddamn, when y'all stress. So don't play like y'all ain't got name 21 on up.
I don't know. Nobody ain't ever smoked a cigarette and looked up at the moon. I don't give a damn who you are. If you smoked anything in your life, you don't smoke cigarettes and looked at the moon.
Y'all women know. Y'all get stressed. Y'all pull his drawers to the side. Y'all know what y'all do. Y'all know it. Come on now.
Cigarette. The cigarette, though, it really does do something, man. I want to say, I used to smoke Camels. The Turkish Blue, that's my favorite brand. I love the way they taste. The Turkish Blue Camel. But I got the chain smoking the motherfucker. I went somewhere else. I ain't had no wind. We running or doing something. I had to run or something. This cigarette had no kind of wind. If a motherfucker come at me full speed, they couldn't shoot me out. I couldn't do but to say, huh, been on the ground. Because I ain't had no wind. I was trying to get off them motherfuckers.
See, that's the thing. Y'all be testing with them. Oh, I need one. So I won't eat. Oh, I'm going to have one after I eat. Shit, I need one before I fuck. Let me go and have one after I fuck, too. It's like, y'all, come on now. Let me have one before I go to the pool. It's like, all right now.
You know what you got to deal with? When you know you got to deal with something stressful, a cigarette helps you better prepare for that moment. Because during the time that you're going through that situation, that nicotine gets in your body and kind of settles it down. And it just could possibly last, depending on how long the situation is, it will carry you through. Now, in some cases, I understand you might have to stop and smoke a cigarette in between time, maybe in the meantime. But believe me, it's better to fire up that crack rock.
Because I do smoke. I just can't smoke cigarettes. That's why I say I'll be getting excessive with them. It's like by the time I smoke, people be in the smoke. They like, oh, I just need it for this. I'm like, oh, now you can smoke three or four of them now. I done counted them. I've been watching you. Even my sister, I be like, well, how many was that? She's like, okay, I ain't gonna lie, I don't too many.
Well, smoking was designed to release stress out your body and bring the stress out your body. So when you take inhale and exhale, when you inhale, it's going in. When you exhale, it's taking the pressure and the stress out.
Yeah. Now, sex supposed to do that.
Sex is supposed to relieve your stress. We're talking about smoking. We're talking about cigarettes and smoke.
I'm going to give me some sex before I get a cigarette. I ain't never smoked.
Oh, she love me?
Well, she don't love me. That's good.
Now, the reason I didn't smoke when growing up, a few years, you know, we go to Arkansas every 4 years. And first few years of my life, I go with my grandfather. He getting around and stuff. He never smoked. But then we come back, like when I was like, 10, and he was on emphysema. I mean, I had emphysema. On oxygen, and I didn't understand. And then my grandma told me later on in life, she said, your big dad ain't never smoked. He caught that from the brickyard, all the dust in the brickyard. All that stuff caused him to have emphysema. She said he never touched cigarette in his life. So all my life, I thought he smoked. So I was like, I didn't like seeing big daddy like that. So I ain't gonna never touch a cigarette, and I ain't smoked none in my life. Yeah, so that's just like, you know. And then when I start meeting people and they got their whole chest cut open, and you see their chest cut open, and man, I had to get the lung transplant, and I had one of my lungs removed from smoking and cancer. And I was like, oh, I don't even like that look, man. I was like, mm-mm, they can have that. Oh, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, everybody on the line here. I thought my phone had cut off. That's why I was watching the game, but yeah, but it's not good for you, hell love. You need to figure out something, man. If I gotta send you one of my old ex-o girlfriends or something down there to relieve your stress, then hell. She'll fluff your pillow, but that's about all she gonna do for you.
Hell said he don't wanna go behind you.
The hell ain't no going behind. I got a Japanese last name called No Mo. Cause when I get hold to it, ain't nobody else gonna get No Mo. She just gonna fluff his pillows. He gonna have to sit up there and he got to take care of his pillows. Cause that's all she gonna do, come fluff his pillows, straighten up the living room or something. She ain't giving up no cookies.
I hope you feel like this too.
Yeah, she ain't giving up no cookies. You ain't got enough milk money. You gotta have some milk money for these cookies.
That's right. Yeah. I tell him I'm leaked into your bank account.
Oh, shoot.
Then I know they're going to have me something nice. There you are. Well, yeah, what you trying to watch this motherfucking game? They sure could have had two games on tonight. Cause I'm tired of seeing them chasing this mother quarterback.
So, let me hear that new Trulia song you played the other day.
What did he play?
One of the new songs you had. You think he played you and then played another girl from Crockett?
I was doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Hey, truly a song.
Yeah,
you
that know. Was not. It was actually a song she did over another beat.
Hmm.
Yeah. Who beat him? Who beat I did it on?
No, he's talking about the other girl.
Oh.
Barbie doll.
In his niece, I did. You know that, you see me that morning, did?
Oh, yeah.
I put your morning did over, one of your songs over morning did.
My head.
It sounds like a new song in the mix. I'm going to play it, though, because y'all figure it out. Here you go. We got, yeah. Let's go.
You don't want no problems. You just talk like you do. My bag is speak proper. My bag is speak foreign, real fluent. It's a product. I keep two yellers with me, call them Dolce and Gabbana. And I ain't no shit starter, but if it's a problem, they'll solve it. And you can keep your man, ho. That's not what this is. And I ain't one of them. Don't play with me, play with your kids. No, go play with your dick. Oops, I already did. But sit this ass back, cause he gave all he could give. I talk it how I live, so let's get that understood. I'm still from the hood, and I wish a bitch would. Fuck, I look like beefing with a bitch. Fuck, I look like fighting over dick. Bitch, I let my bag talk. I let my bag talk. Bitch, I let my bag talk. I let my bag talk. I just pay to get my hair and nails did. Ugly bitches hate, and that ain't nothing new. I'm sitting pretty with a bag. Why she broke, so she mad. Tryna be funny, go get some money, cause you out here looking bad. Hey, who boosting up her ego, thinking she can cover me? I make that nigga spin his bucks, but see her, she just a fuck. Running circles around these niggas, I'm not a squirt. Can't compete where you don't compare. I'll pay for her, out here breaking out the rules. I might be looking like a Barbie, but bitch, I'm a brat. Big head, big racks, and I love to clap back. But under these circumstances, bitch, I look too good. Don't get it misunderstood, I still come from the hood. Fuck, I look like beefing with a bitch. Fuck, I look like fighting over dick. Bitch, I let my bag talk. I let my bag talk. Bitch, I let my bag talk. I let my bag talk. I just pay to get my hair and nails did.
Problem. I got a grind. right solution. It will solve it.
Okay.
I make little baddies. That's what you dealing with. Carol Nell said babysitter for kids might pop out real quick. Don't waste my time with endless lies like you got bread. Knowing damn well all you got is boring head. I've been done blasted your ass. Keep playing. Don't be a victim of a pussy robber. I would a nigga stand. Ride real clean, got a nice grill, dress kinda long. Approach me in the club, buy me some drinks, wanna take me home. I'm cribbing on your job, but with your kids, that's what I'm on. Come here, let me put my number in your phone, for real.
Seven ain't next, stay going hard. Letting you know right now, majority niggas is fraud. You wanna play? I need a big stepper, not a nigga out here robbing.
No.
You got an issue? Come here, let's solve it. Cause for one, boss bitches don't play no game. And for sure, not fucking with no lame. Pussy robber, nah, we don't fuck with you.
No.
That shit ridiculous, hysterical, unbelievable. Don't play with it, don't play with it. Go hard up, go home. If you know you ain't got it like they, leave a boss bitch alone. Don't play with it, don't play with it. Go hard up, go home. If you know you ain't got it like they, leave a boss bitch alone. Seven ain't next, stay going hard. Letting you know right now, majority niggas is fraud.
I love, cause I love, and then go live on the record. Yeah. Even when he vibes, put his lies on the block, cause he'd rather die than be recognized as a record. So hard in the paint. Sucks when you think you are, but you ain't. Ain't no sunshine here, right? That's like ain't no drama, Marvin the game. Too hard to involve a debate. Too short to be in the bar with the bait. Yeah. Ain't got time for the ruling, let's just stop that bush. Time of the day. Sometimes gotta make time for the fake time, but the fake time. Get away with the fake time, and your FaceTime at wayside. What should've been wayside? Now's on FaceTime. Should I keep doing for this?
Yeah.
Should all y'all keep going for this?
Yeah.
Should all y'all take the fall when I drop, cause I'm not gonna stop once y'all get involved in it. Let me find out that y'all really find out how they bear. Really bomb and find out you're very interested in what Omar got to say about it. Tell me would you go cray cray if I said my way or the highway. Bye bye sway, bye bye nay nay, bye bye gang gang, all y'all gangway. Why can't we all get along, get it on till we all in the rain? Nothing wrong with it, we all good so it's all good.
Nope, nope.
Hey, but still find a way to get it all in it. Got you thinking that you're hot, hot, dope, 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 but you're not, nah. Maybe you can really get down, but when you ask around and saying that you're really not, nah, nah. Wouldn't matter to me, I bust. You can break me down to one, he I bust. Hit him hard, really hope that he hot bust, so I can really get the beating on him. He had it coming. Get kicking till I'm out of ass. It's kind of happy to Calabasas where the grass is greener, but oh, gets meaner.
Let that slide, I'm on out of pass.
Maybe you can walk with my ass is the way that I should look at it. Got more ways than a cookbook to eat. Turn the page, look, look, see?
Hey, yo, that sounds good, man, but it's late and I'm ready to go home. You used every word in the dictionary, man.
Yo,
come on. Mojo was the plan, man. You ain't gotta break bread, quit playing, man. You ain't gonna get any riches to back up. You need to just pop up, forget about the game, man. Your first meal, change your lifestyle. First real shit can probably gain you a wife now. Second meal, turn it to your third meal. Now I'm stepping more than another day in the life now. Maintain is the main thing. Main thing, keep it coming, they're coming like bang, bang. They're messing with your come up, then it's time to get the gang, gang. Pull up on them, be like bang, 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 bang. Hit them up, yup, get them all. Rev them up, let them go, kinda let them know. You in there banging, I'm in there banging. Pull up the thing with bigger when I see about to let it go. I'm in the business, I'm giving them the business. So if you got from the witness, you probably end up a witness. So watch me in the beginning, the sentence. So many up into the ER, I never a minute, they call me a minute. I've been in the tennis, I'm watching you. I keep that, I keep ready to hibachi you. Bobby with the dance, you ready to chop you. I get you slipping up beside you, and then I hit him with the...
Bitch, two seats to your head. When the candy paint, you're old, I'm getting bled. A lot of niggas come first, I'm just in the morning dead. This karma, bitch.
bitch, I got it heavy on my mind. Get back, play a nigga in the hood. That's some squares in the black. Might take a whole back to get the stress on my back. Need a cheese in the trap, this is snap on the rack. When I swerve in peace, that's a massive catastrophe. I got a message, bitch, that's a storm out of message. Fuckin' with the crew on scene around front street. Storm on my mind, send it block, I'm a hill of heat. You do dirt, be one deep. No payback, no justice. Could take months, might take years. But for show, it's revenge. Ain't no rules on get back. Play hangman, make sure he dead. Spend more than dead, lean days red. Spin the block, make sure he nailed. Stay, get back a motherfucker. I posted in the cut like an undercover. You can probably make fuck you so low. Put this to West Bend like I'm Danny Glover. Flying to the shit that makes TV wonder. We can put a pussy nigga 60 under. Just a pressure to speak. Palmer 2 Obama. I only put up on the phone because I told your mama. Gotta watch what you bring to your motherfucking table. Many undercover snakes that are shedding in your face. Get the head cut it off when you see a mess of fake. Then nail to a tree, wait till the next day. Put the hide off the snake and then you measure it out. Get a barrel out of mess, set a motherfucking fire. Make a super little bed while you fucking nuts tire. Say you to the gang, I'll pipe back fire. Your eyes on the ones, they be acting real friendly. Your social informant is a motherfucking bitch. You a team on live. Telling all they bitches. Once they start yapping, call my hand. Say, see, next nigga, I decided just to watch dick hang. If a nigga ain't loyal, they ain't go untamed. Just go a bitch, only do what you say. Throw the bitch to the block just to make a little change. It ain't too many guilt for getting it. It ain't too many bread and trenches. It ain't too many drops and pesos. It ain't too many chairs at my table. It ain't too many built for the coma. It ain't too many focused on the coma. A lot of these niggas, they infested trauma. I pack them in a pack to prepare to come up. A lot of these niggas be trying to block blitz. I add a bitch out for a black free press. I brash on the dummies, I flash on the dummies. You kill a motherfucker, act crazy if you want them. I suffocate a bitch when they first fall asleep. When you sleeping on me, you can join them sheep. Only dead motherfuckers get beat near me. I eat well, motherfuckers straight all around me. This coma, bitch. I'm posted on the block, trying to pop a nigga top and collect some organs. See? I see a bird through the top, just a block on the block, no thunder. Yeah? I'ma light a few whips, they gon' blow them out quick. Watch the smoke, I'ma get to it, that's where shit. It ain't too many niggas made it out of these. I got it heavy on my mind, get back, play a nigga in the hood, that's some squares in the black. Might take a whole pack of my back. Niggas tease when they trap, snap on the rack. When I swerve in peace, that's a massive catastrophe. I got a little beef, just a storm out of masterpiece. Fuckin' with the crew, on scene around front street. Come on, my mind, send the block, jump a hill of heat. Jump in this bitch, cause we don't miss. We know Lord D, you a counterfeit risk. You a counterfeit risk, you a person check.
wait, it's time to throw them off. I heard they coming for my head, well let's just see about it. I been they gon' say that, you can't fuck with you, he in that bag. You call me lying, you gon' get dragged. Don't think so, then act bad. Pull me out the pussy and cut the cord of brain. I hate they do it to you, but this here been overdue. You see the smile here been fucked up, I wish you looked and turned up. You last now, but started first, I detoured then blew up. Damn, I just let some gas out. Hit it on and then popped out. It's over, yeah, cause I touched down. Your contract is null now. I talk shit cause I am the shit. Hit licks, big ball shit. That stage is lick, go have a sit, ho. Put me back up in the pussy before I flash out. They hate to see me stepping cause they know I'm on their ass. I've been lit, been killing shit. Don't think so, then step, bitch. And throw these hoes up on the floor. Jump on the bitch like a damn dope. I do not gamble, but I'm trying to hit on live. So they all turning their heads because they see them chasing guap, so they think I'm gonna be friendly to the ass, but I am not. So they all can go to hell, I wish them well, I'm talking pronto. Fuck you, fuck your mama too, fuck your grandma and your kids too. Fuck your pops cause he fucked the thought and fuck that bitch who pushed him out. Fuck your dog, fuck your cat's hell, fuck your neighbors, let's add out. I'ma say it now, you know what's up, so remember this when I double bell. Heavy hitters at my table, we don't play no, so watch your steps before you watch the lap, cause it ain't safe though.
Been a hitter with this platinum since they acting brand new. Ain't nobody fucking with me, I just thought that y'all knew. Why the fuck would I run when I run to your whole crew? If you know it's fuck me, then you know it's fuck who. Why cap up in my raps when my cousin ain't true? Yeah, y'all thought I was a goofy, I trick you. Yeah, I snuck off in this bitch, I left you fuckers no clue. Now I'm in this rap game, what the fuck y'all gon' do? Fucking right, I hope it pop off. Watch me catch this play from my outstanding, you just got mouth. Say they want that sofa, best believe, boy, my beef out. Overdue for a win, cause I can't afford another loss. Had to level up with just an order to come to ball. I remember them days when they blame me, saying it was pop out. Only reason why my only hand in my damn box. And say it ain't cheating till your pussy ass get caught. Yeah, I'm on they ass, about to make them mad. These dusties looking bad. I was dispensing it, and I forgot my meds. High in the first, when I started last. These fuckers on my trail, but I'm hella fast. Suck my mama dick, and kiss my daddy ass. Y'all rappers hella weak, you fucking damn trash. And that pussy dookie, bitch, I think I passed.
I'm smoking brown, went from rags to riches. We broke, had to wear me a cast for a minute. Stop fucking with these little sad ass bitches. Me come get a bag with me, niggas. I'ma help you, I won't brag if I did it. Most of these niggas ain't trapping, they trick. I only see me cause I rap in the mirror. You ain't the only one getting money, little nigga. She fucking with a kid, now her ass getting bigger. I told her one night like her last little nigga. I ain't gonna sleep, broke up with some racks and a pillow. She wanna vibe with a nigga cause I'm real. I can even rock with these niggas, I don't feel them. These hoes mad at my bitch, they bitter. Should've stayed with me, glowed up, gorilla. I'm smoking on Zod Godzilla. You ain't the plug, you the man in the middle.
Damn.
Money for breakfast, my bitches for dinner. We just had sex in the village. I'm in my stomach like Tupac, nigga. I used to hide the dope through my two socks, nigga. Bitch, I been trapping since back in the day. Pull up in the whips like a runaway slave. Bitch, on my side, I had nowhere to stay. You be inside, cause that's where it stays. Popping these pills and I'm on that drink. You can't do what I do, better stay in your lane. Won't pop with that pussy, bitches, you insane. You fly every day just to hop on a plane. Niggas act up, but that shit really lame. When I'm in New York, gotta slide with a shank. Hey. Nigga, I'm popping my shit in they face. I put that shit on to go to the bank. I do this shit cause they told me I can't. I keep it real, man, it's all in my veins. I just made a joke, had to stop in LaGrange. I keep it smoky, don't play with my name. Little bitch better not go get the grain. I'm smoking brown, went from rags to riches. We broke, had to wear me a cast for a minute. Stop fucking with these little sad ass bitches. Don't make me come get a bag with me, nigga. I'ma help you and won't brag if I did it. Most of these niggas ain't trapping, they trick. I only see me cause I rap in the mirror. You ain't the only one getting money, little nigga. She fucking with a kid, now her ass getting bigger. I told her one night like her last little nigga. I ain't gonna sleep, broke up with some racks and a pillow. I just wanna vibe with a nigga cause I'm real. I can even rock with these niggas, I don't feel them. These hoes mad at my bitch, they bitter. Should've stayed with me, go up, go real.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
Like him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
All right, yeah, True West Radio, we back up to this thing. Got about 5 more minutes left. I want to thank y'all for being part of the show. Get myself out the way right quick. DJ Willow coming to you every night right here on The Truth. So make sure you tune in from 8 p.m. nightly to see what we got going in. Got new artists coming through next week. Y'all make sure y'all check it out. We're off this week, not next week, this week. We got a couple of showcases, so definitely pay attention.
Oh, that's
we got that coming up.
Who's that? Who's being
Is that Buddha?
Yes, sir.
Boo.
You know something? I'm going to get you tonight.
Hell, I don't know what you did to my track, but control, alt, delete, and put it back to where it was at. That boy tired from that anniversary. I know that's right. Control, alt, delete. You couldn't hear none of the breakdowns. You couldn't hear none of that.
Well, it's part of being in the mix, baby. It's the way the mix was constructed. It wasn't even supposed to be on that beat in the beginning.
Mm-mm. No. I had to take it off.
Yeah.
I told you to listen to my
That's what we call getting it in True West style right there.
I'm telling you, that boy is feeling lovely. That's what you call it right there. You want to be damn with nobody saying.
Dang, it just dove off shit here. That's that nigga fucking I'm going to be in type shit right there. Fuck this shit, I'm going to bed. Uh-oh, y'all hear that dizzy. Cock that bitch up there.
I'd be afraid to snore a woman and sit up there, be there, jumped out the bed and went home before I could even get none. Shit, hell no. I be holding my breath the whole night. Mm-hmm. I can get something in, I can snore.
Oh, that shit is good right there. My nigga said, fuck it, I'm going to be at 9:30 tonight.
That has to be the best week when you call out like that too, man.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can just wonder, like, where is the phone place? You know it's not up to us, yeah.
That's what I do with confetti. Confetti.
Yeah, him and confetti is the champions of that.
And I roll over mm-hmm. and then go to sleep. Start snoring.
Mm-hmm. See, I knew it was sleep. That's why I didn't play no background mm-hmm. music.
God, no.
Damn, Buddha, what you doing? You going to Atlanta, ain't you? And I will always come back to you, Atlanta. That son going to went to Atlantis.
I nigga down there with the mermaid. Yeah. That's mermaid.
In the Mississippi War Gold 2. Drum roll, please. Buddha Ali gets the Mr. T Award.
Got 1 minute left.
Yeah, we're down to the last minute. Hey, Leo, thank y'all for tuning in, man. We're going to try this shit one more game tomorrow night. And we'll go from there. We just got to confirm about Blue Ivy.
Hey,
y'all
have a safe night, blessed night, and everybody remain safe. Enjoy your evening.
Hi, y'all.